The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today, coming to you from Destiny TV of Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, located at PFAB down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja, our technician Boja Worldwide, Enoch, and the media team being led by Mrs. Babina Finwalker. May God bless you for the great work that you are doing. I welcome everyone to the 46th day of our prayer marathon. Today is the 46th day we are on under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. From whichever angle you are joining, distance in the spiritual realm is nothing at all. In the spiritual realm, there is no distance. And so we are connected and we are one. Today and this week, the inspired point that we want to draw, remember, yes, it is the hour of Perazim, 100 days prayer marathon, hour of Perazim, when God breaks out. The breaker is breaking forth and breaking out. So we are still under the breaker anointing. We are still clearing our atmosphere. But this morning and this week, we want to give attention to altars. Altars. We are destroying or breaking down evil altars. That's our theme. Destroying or breaking down evil altars. Destroying or breaking down evil altars. The first person in the Bible to establish an altar is Noah. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. After the deluge cataclysm, after the flood, when 8 people were saved. In fact, we are in the 8th month. I have not yet sent the message on the Facebook. I don't know why. But sometimes I tell you, it is not easy. All these things, they come by inspiration. One of the things I put, number 8 means a new beginning. A new beginning. A new beginning. Yes. Jesus resurrected. And then on the seventh day, he resurrected. And on the 8th day, he showed himself. He was saying, yes. He was saying. In fact, in the Old Testament, Jesus resurrected on the 8th day because the Sabbath was on the 7th day. Anyway. So, 8 people were saved. And after they were saved, for 40 days, the whole world was flooded. Is it for 40 days? The whole world was flooded. And then when the water receded and they came out, they landed after 120 days. Yeah. For 40 years. 120 days. So when they landed on the earth, the new earth, the first thing that Noah did when he came out of the ark was that he built an altar. That is where we see the word altar. The first mention of altar is in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. 21. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. 22, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. The second mention of altar in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 12, verse number 7. Genesis 12, 7. After God had appeared to Abraham, the Bible says that he built an altar. He built an altar. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offering, I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Let me come to verse 8. From there, he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abraham set out and continued toward the Negev. In fact, the prayer of altar or the dealing with altar is actually connected to Judges chapter 6. Judges chapter 6. The prayer about altars is actually connected to Judges chapter 6, where the angel of the Lord or the Lord himself appeared to Gideon. Yes, when the Midianites had oppressed them and they started crying unto the Lord, the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon to go and deliver his people. But before Gideon would set off on that mission, the angel says something very important to Gideon. In Judges chapter 6, verse 25 and 26. Judges chapter 6, verse 25 and 26. Okay, let me start from 24. Judges chapter 6, 24 to 26. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it the Lord is peace. To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. 25. That same night, the Lord said to him, take the second bull from your father's head, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down. Offer the second bull as a burnt offering. So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him. But because he was afraid of his family and the men of the town, he did it at night rather than in the daytime. In the morning, when the men of the town got up, there was Baal's altar demolished with the Asherah pole beside it, cut down, and the second bull sacrificed on the newly built altar. Fine. Now, I will just pause here, and then the other scriptures, I will use them for illustration. Beloved, what is an altar? An altar is simply an elevated platform on which sacrifices are made. Some of the altars are made of earth. Some of them are made of stones. Some of them are made of wood. So an altar is an elevated platform in the Old Testament on which sacrifices are offered to God. We have demonic altars where sacrifices are offered to the devil. And then we have divine altars in the Old Testament. An altar is a place of intense spiritual and supernatural activities. An altar is a place of intense spiritual and supernatural activities. An altar is a place of intense spiritual and supernatural activities. So you see, an altar, because some of these words are inspired. That's why I tell somebody, write it down and all that. An altar is an elevated platform on which sacrifices are made in the Old Testament. Some of them are made of wood, some are made of stone, some are made of earth. Yes, different kinds of altars. We have altars to the devil. We have altars also to God. Now, altars are also designated places where worship takes place. Designated places where worship takes place. So, every chapel is an altar. Any place where spiritual activities take place, consistently, the place becomes an altar. In fact, we have the Trinity of the supernatural. In the Trinity of the supernatural, or in the Trinity of the spiritual realm, we have number one is made up of the spiritual realm or the supernatural realm, the invisible realm itself as one. The invisible realm, number two, must have an altar. It must have an altar on earth, a physical altar, a physical place on earth. Number three, it must have an agent, a human agent who offers sacrifices. An altar without a sacrifice is no altar. So, there are altars. This is the Trinity of the supernatural. The supernatural itself, it must have an altar here on earth, a physical place. In fact, a place where sacrifices are offered. Animal sacrifice, blood sacrifice, human sacrifice are made. It's an altar. And then the human agent that is offering the sacrifice. The human agent. These are the three things. Now, I want us to understand that we human beings are altars. Every Christian, every child of God is a moving altar. Yes, it's a moving altar. When you are born again, you become an altar. You are a moving altar. In fact, you are the Trinity, human being. Your body, your soul, and your spirit. Your spirit is where God dwells. So your spirit is the most holy place. That's where God communicates with us. So every believer is a moving altar. Every unbeliever is a moving altar. Hey. Every Satanist, every witch is a moving altar. And an altar is a place of intense spiritual activities. An altar is like Jacob's ladder. In Genesis 28:10-15. When Jacob was running away from his brother after stealing his blessings with the help of the mother, Rebecca, he got to a place when he was tired and he picked one of the stones to sleep. Do you know that place was the place where I just read in Genesis 12:7-8. That was where Abraham built an altar. That was where Abraham built what? An altar. It was one of the altar stones that he used as a pillow to put his head and lie down. And then he had a dream. And he saw a staircase that was connected to the heavens and earth. And he saw angels climbing and descending. And on top of the staircase, he saw the Lord standing. And then the Lord spoke to him. So an altar is like Jacob's ladder. An altar is what links into the supernatural or the spiritual realm. Don't joke with altars. Don't joke with altars. In fact, every divine altar is connected to the altar in heaven. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. There is an altar in heaven. Yes. Everything that is here on earth is a replica of what is in heaven. Revelation chapter 6, verse number 9. When you opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. An altar there in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10. Hebrews 13, 10. Hebrews 13, 10. Hebrews 13, 10. We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. We have an altar. Now, every church is an altar. Any place where Christians meet regularly is an altar. Even your home, where you always meet to pray, it becomes an altar. Yes. I was telling you certain things that had happened recently. Sometimes when people visit us, and before we come out, they are seated because there are chairs. Sit anywhere. Some of us, before the children will come, they sit down. It's a free place. Some are sitting at where myself and the lady pastor sit. Like we are sitting here right now doing this program. Since 2020, this is where we have been sitting. I am telling you, somebody sat here and the stomach pain disappeared. Somebody sat here and rashes just disappeared. They were telling us and say, where did you sit? How come? Then they, yes. That is why it is very important that even though you can pray anywhere, you can do, look, your office, you can anoint your seat as an altar, your table as an altar. Anybody can sit there, nothing, but you, when you sit there, something will happen. The whole house can become an altar. Beloved, supernatural things take place. Altar is a place of, it's a converging place of spirits. And this one, the Holy Spirit. Remember, when I say we are human altars, Jesus Christ, after he was baptized in Matthew chapter 3, Matthew 3, 13 to 17, Matthew 3, 13 to 17, the Bible said that the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus like God, a dove. So he became a moving altar. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, Acts 2:1-4. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit in the upper room, not anywhere, in the upper room, Jesus specifically said, go into the upper room. Go and tarry. And when they were gathered, the Holy Spirit descended on them. So the upper room, they became hot, an altar. The Holy Spirit descended in the form of fire. And the people on whom the Holy Spirit descended became an altar. So you are an altar. You are a moving altar. The place we meet, chapel, is an altar. Yes, the chapel is an altar. Your home, the chair or the seat, the table, I mean, where you do your meditations and then you call, it's an altar. And an altar is a place, it's like Jacob's ladder, a place where intense spiritual activities take place. Yes, that is why you must, look, I anoint my gate, it's an altar. And I made declarations. Let this altar subdue any spirit that will enter here. Let this altar arrest. Let this altar destroy. Let this altar do this. Let this altar do that. Yes. It's an altar. But coming to the devil's side, hey, there are altars. There are altars. Now, we Christians, what do we offer? We offer praises. We offer worship. We offer thanksgiving. We clap our hands. We dance. We pray. These are sacrifices. We give offerings. These are sacrifices in the New Testament that we make on the altar. We don't kill animals again. Jesus has been slaughtered. The blood has been shed once and for all. So we don't shed any blood again. But our sacrifices now, according to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Romans 12, 1 and 2, we are being beseeched to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God. Living sacrifices, your body. So when you are clapping your hands, when you are dancing, when you are singing, the offering you give, everything we do is a sacrifice. Even this time that we are given is a sacrifice. The time actually belongs to God. But it is a sacrifice. So this is what we do in the New Testament. But I tell you, there are demonic altars also. Satanic altars. I am telling you. Oh my God. Family. We have altars in our father's house, mother's house. There are human altars. Witches and wizards, the occultists. Those who belong to occult groups, they themselves, they are altars. Yes, because it is through them that the spirits manifest. Look, no demon can operate here on earth without a human will, without a human being. Spirits don't have the right to operate. Spirit can only operate when they are given the permission to operate. A human being must give the spirit the permission to operate. Yes, like I read Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Yes, we are to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. And we are the moving altars. But there are demonic altars. There are demonic altars that are fighting our dreams. Demonic altars that are fighting. That is where incantations are made. Now, in this modern time, any place where drink is poured, any spot where sacrifices are made, any place where things are said, evil things, becomes an altar. Regularly, regularly, regularly. Look, people are saying things, oh. People are saying things, oh. We shall see what will happen to that marriage. We shall see. We shall see what we shall see. Me. Nobody can take my position. Me. Nobody. We shall see. She will lose the husband. He will lose the wife. We shall see. No, look. All those things. There are places that people go to consult. They send your pictures and all those things. And you see, because we have weaknesses, we sin, we don't confess. We even don't know whether what we've done is a sin or not. So these things become channels. The way we live, the way we get angry, not that we will not be angry, but a level is okay. But at a certain level, it gives the devil and our enemies the legal ground, it becomes a channel through which these evil curses, evil incantation begin to manifest. I am telling you. I am telling you. Yes. I was telling a pastor the other day, I said, hey, when you play with me, I will deal with you. I will deal with you here on earth. And then when we get to heaven, God will settle it for us there too. Yes. Hey, I said, look, I am a silent maker and a silent terminator. You joke with me. I was telling, he was looking, another pastor was standing there. Then he started pulling me. I said, hey, my friend, stop pulling. Let me tell him, anybody that opens up for the devil to use against me through envy, through jealousy, then you begin to undermine me. I will deal with you. I will mention your name because you are carrying that spirit and deal with you. I am a silent maker and a silent terminator. Every intercessor is a silent maker and a silent terminator. I can give you examples of the things I have done. I have effected changes in this nation. I have effected changes at places. Hey, I am a change maker. I am a way maker. You joke, I deal with you. And that is not only the Laliboja. It is every believer. That is who you are. When I say these things, I mean that I am saying for you to know that that is who you are. That is what we are supposed to be. Yes. Don't let people just handle you anyhow. No. Don't let people just talk to you anyhow and do anything and then they go. No. Something must happen for them to come back and say, no, I think, no. Charlie, the way things are going, no, please. Forgive me. Say, oh, I forgive you. God, have mercy on her. Uh-huh. Because here on earth, we are not yet in heaven. When you joke here, the other day I was somebody, why do good people die so early? Why do nice people don't live long? Then I told the person that nice people are so nice that they are not spiritually radical. They are only nice. They think the way they are nice, everybody is nice like that. So they are not spiritually radical. When you are nice, you should be spiritually radical. Then you can live. If you lose yourself just because you are nice, who told you that this place is for nice people? The world is not for nice people. Though. Go around and just be laughing and be sharing things. Oh, I am a nice friend. Oh, he's nice. Oh, he's nice. The next time they'll hear of you, you are no more there. Witches will kill you. Who told you that your being nice will save you? It is your being radical. Spiritually radical. Be nice and be radical. Be nice and be radical. Yes. People who hate me, they can't stand my radicality. Anybody that has left me and is talking against me has a bad spirit, evil spirit. And that spirit could not stand what I carry. Because I am a radical person. I am generous. I am nice. I am whatever, but I am also radical. You can't take me for granted. I stand for the truth. I am one person. I hate lying. I hate cheating. I hate some things. What is not yours is not yours. What is yours. Yes, I stand for the truth. I stand for righteousness. I don't compromise these things at all. That is how every Christian should be. And that is why we need to deal with these things. When God called Gideon and gave him an assignment, Gideon had an altar in the father's house, an altar to Baal. And God realized that that altar was going to fight Gideon. So Gideon, go first and deal with that altar and build another new altar. That is when you can be successful. We want to pray right now. There are altars. There are altars. There are altars that are mentioning our names. There are altars. Altars are living places. Activities go. When you go to church, any church, the altar where the priest sit or where they stand and preach, any place they take as an altar, that is the highest spiritual point in every church. That is where spiritual activities take place. The whole church itself is an altar, because people gather there to call on the name of the Lord and to praise God. It's an altar. But where the pastor stands is the Holy of Holies. Like inside your heart, where your spirit is, that's the Holy of Holies. So we want to deal with altars right now. Say, my Father in heaven. I thank you for this revelation.
I thank you for this revelation
that you have made me.
That you have made
a living altar.
A living altar.
I declare this morning.
I declare this morning.
I Delali Boja.
I Gladys
Boja. I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
I am a living.
I am a living altar.
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 Thank you, Lord,
for making me
a living altar.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Before I raise the prayer point, listen to me. Please be radical. Radical is not violent. Radical means that you don't take things for granted. I warn pastors a lot. I speak at regional pastors' conferences and meetings. I am a speaker. I speak at Easter convention to large gatherings. I am very popular and known in my organization. I've traveled to places, spoken to stadiums of people. And so my name, they know, I am known. And because of that, I tell you, in every pastoral organization, there are envy. Pastors are envying. They jealous you, so-so and so, so-so and so. Before you realize, they begin to undermine you. They begin to question your members, especially people who are very close to you. They begin to find informations. One particular person who used to do that, one of our members came and told me, so I met him. I said, hey, why were you look, listen to me. Me, I am a silent maker and silent terminator. When you play with me, you are finished. Be careful, eh? Listen to me. From that day, the pastor fears me. In fact, he has become my friend. Everywhere now, he's speaking well of me. Yes, everywhere, he's speaking well of me because he has heard some of the things I have dealt with in our organization. He never knew I am behind it. Some of the things I have dealt with in this nation, he never knew I am behind it. Beloved, you must be radical. We are going to pray. Radical prayers. Violent within. But outside, you may look very calm and very, very gentle. But inside, you are terribly, 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 terribly violent. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of Jesus.
And by the Holy Ghost fire.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
I stand
today
as an altar.
As an altar.
I stand today
as an altar.
As an altar. Against any evil altar.
Against any evil altar.
Any evil altar.
Any evil altar.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
Where my name is mentioned.
Where my name is mentioned.
Any evil altar.
Any evil altar.
In the church.
In the church.
Any evil altar.
Any evil altar.
In my neighborhood.
My neighborhood.
My neighborhood.
My neighborhood.
My community.
My community.
My community.
My community.
My community.
My community.
Community.
My workplace,
my workplace,
my workplace,
my office,
my office,
any evil altar,
any evil altar,
in the nation,
in the nation,
where I live,
where I live,
in the city,
in the city,
where I live,
where I live,
in the town,
in the town,
where I live,
where I live,
in the neighborhood,
in the neighborhood,
where I live,
where I live,
any evil altar,
any evil altar,
that the enemy is using,
that the enemy is
to
using
fight me,
to fight me,
to speak against me,
to speak against
to
me,
frustrate
to frustrate me,
to project
things, to project things
against me,
against me,
this morning,
this morning,
let the Holy Ghost
fight. Holy Ghost fire.
Break it and scatter. I summon that altar.
Yes, Lord. I summon that altar
to the consuming fire.
Any altar that is fighting me, any altar that is speaking against me, any altar that is projecting things against me, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare to that altar, that Holy Ghost fire, 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 that Holy
it means that if I, it's another level. Amen. The angel has appeared.
Yes, Lord.
Say in the name of Jesus
Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any place
where that altar
is located.
Where my name is mentioned.
Where people go.
To receive chance.
Against me.
To receive chance against me.
To cast spells.
Against me.
Against my destiny, against my destiny, against my destiny, against my destiny, against my testimony, against my good thing in my life. Where my womb has been sent, where my marriage has been sent, where my husband has been sent, where my children have been sent, where my career has been sent, where my name has been sent, where my seat has been sent, where my death has been sent, where my position has been sent, where money has been paid. has been paid for my money, not to come. For my money, not to come. Where my picture, has been sent, where my cloth, has been sent, where anything, to represent to me, has been sent. You that order,
my hair,
where my hair,
has been sent.
Any part of my body, has been sent. Any part of my body,
taken from my body,
my body, has been sent.
Yes, Lord.
My hair, when I go to the salon, when I go to the barbering shop, when I go to the barbering shop, when I go for pedicure, my toenails, my toenails, my fingernails, anywhere,
where
anything of mine, has been sent,
secretly,
to be used against me,
to be used against me,
this morning, with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ
and the Holy Ghost fire,
let that altar catch fire
and scatter,
Empowering and hiding and covering my enemies.
Say in the name of Jesus
Christ.
Any evil altar. Hiding and empowering my enemies.
So that
they are never identified.
Any altar.
Le papa lokoto kala kata yakata. Le papa lekete kebara. Le papa lokoto kabara. Ene ota rakata kaba yakata. That is hiding and empowering my enemies. Hiding and empowering my enemies. Ene ota that is motivating. Ene ota that is motivating. Ene ota that is inspiring. People against me.
Yes, Lord.
People against me. Let that ota catch Holy Ghost fire. 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 Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Against us. Any altar. Any altar.
Inciting people. Inciting people.
Inciting people.
Inciting people.
Inciting people.
Motivating people.
Motivating people.
Inspiring people.
Inspiring people.
Inciting people. Against me.
Against me.
Against my dream.
Against my dream.
Against my testimony.
Against my testimony.
Against my testimony. Against my destiny.
Against my
catch Holy Ghost fire.
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 Yes, Lord.
In the altar.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting hatred.
In the altar.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting hatred.
Yes, Lord.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting hatred.
Yes, Lord.
And envy.
And envy.
Projecting hatred.
Projecting
envy.
And hatred and envy.
Projecting hatred and envy.
Hatred and envy. Hatred and envy.
Hatred and envy.
Hatred and envy.
Hatred and envy.
Listen to me, church. Look, people are just envious. I'm telling you. Look, your beauty. Somebody is envious. Your height. Somebody is envious. The kind of husband you are married to. Look, people, envy is a spirit. Among us pastors. Pastors are poisoning each other. Pastor, look, when I get the chance, the way I talk to them, they fear me. Try. One big man, we pastors met somewhere, and one big man spoke to me rough. He didn't get the proper information about me. He looked at my document, then started talking. They like, why? This, that. I was quiet. I was quiet. After that, I went to him in the office. I said, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Will you have the chance to apologize before the people now? He said, oh, in fact, I am very sorry. I was under pressure. I didn't see the things well. And why didn't you, raising hand, why didn't you correct me? I said, I was shocked. Everybody there was shocked because they know what you are saying. It's not true. Because I am number one. If you want number one of faithfulness and so-and-so in this organization, this and this and this and this, I am among the first. Later you were told. Why didn't you call me to apologize? And I have to come to your office. Let me tell you. Do you know where that person is now? I will not say it. Look, don't let people just... What has happened to landlords, landladies, places I've stayed, and they want to treat me rough? What? Who are you? I am an author. Envy, jealousy. Look, don't joke with it. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that is projected. You haven't done anybody anything. They hate you. They don't like you. I'm telling you. I've suffered it a lot. Look, I warn people and I deal with them. I am very radical. I've made a covenant. Even if you are my child and I see that spirit in you, I will put father and child relationship. You are my husband. I put it aside. I will deal with that spirit. Deal with that spirit in you and talk to you. That's how I am. I don't joke with this thing. Here on earth, if you want to live long, be radical. Otherwise, you will die premature. Go and be moving about and say you are a Christian. Just be laughing. Be hugging everybody. Be tapping the shoulder of, oh, yes, I am good. Hey, so this. Oh, hallelujah. When you lift up your hands, you are well. Oh, hallelujah. You are shaking like that. And then, oh, you are nice. When you are walking in a certain way. You are so holy. This is not a place for that. Oh, it's a place for what? Radicality. Pardon me? Radicalism. Be nice. Be everything. But be radical within. When somebody just insults you, a taxi driver, says something to me, and then I never knew. How many months after, before the taxi driver met me at Alajo, and then started, oh, please, the other day when I pick you, so please, I say, when? I've forgotten. When? Say, oh, so and so. Since then, that day, when I got home, my master took the car from me. Since that day, I don't have a car. And then somebody told me, that man that you talk to like that, he's a man of God. Some months after, somebody met me at Alajo. I can't remember. Then the person, it became something. People came around. Look, that is who you are from today. Anyone that will touch you has touched the apple of God's eye. I said, from today, no altar can exist against you. No altar can fight you. And the agents of the altar, we nail them to the cross. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
That is empowering, that is hiding, that is motivating, people to envy me, people to talk against me, people to gossip, people to gossip, about me, to envy me, to talk against me, to fight me.
Catch fire, 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 catch f altar.
Any altar.
That is receiving.
That is receiving.
Any sacrifice.
Any sacrifice.
Any sacrifice.
Any sacrifice.
Any sacrifice.
Any sacrifice.
Yes, from Perisos Horizon. Yes, any altar.
Any altar.
Receiving any sacrifice.
Receiving any sacrifice.
Receiving any sacrifice.
Receiving any sacrifice.
Against me.
Against
any
me.
Altar.
Any altar.
Receiving any sacrifice.
Receiving any sacrifice.
Against me.
Against
I block that altar.
I block that
with
altar.
The blood of Jesus.
With the blood of
I
Jesus.
I block that altar.
I block that altar.
I block that altar.
I block that altar. I block that altar.
I place an embargo.
I place an embargo.
On that altar.
I place an embargo.
I place an embargo.
On that altar.
I place an embargo.
On that altar.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus Christ,
I block that altar.
With the blood of Jesus Christ,
I place an embargo
on that altar.
I place an embargo
on that altar.
I place an embargo
on that altar.
With the blood of Jesus,
with the blood of Jesus,
I place an embargo.
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 Never to receive.
Never
to receive. Any sacrifice. Against me,
against
never
me.
To receive,
never to
any,
receive.
Sacrifice.
Any sacrifice,
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 any sacrifice.
I place an embargo.
I place an
on that altar.
On that
never
altar.
To receive,
never
any
to receive.
Sacrifice,
any 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 sacrifice,
against me,
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 in Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Our final prayer.
Say any altar.
Any altar.
Say any human agent.
Any human agent.
Say any human agent.
Any human agent.
Any human agent.
Any human agent.
Operating.
Operating.
Any altar.
Any altar.
Let me give you this testimony. Yesterday, look, things are happening. But I don't know why people are not testing. I don't know. Don't you know that this thing is a testimony? There is this lady, one of our members, working in an office. And there is this lady who caused a lot of trouble. She was a working colleague there in the same office. To cut the thing short. One of the days, the lady didn't come to work. And this member just felt that, today let me use the water that we use for the blessed at the crossover and splash it. Splash it a certain part of the office, the door, just splash. She used the water to splash. In fact, there is an issue at the workplace that that lady was just formulating and creating to cause trouble. Do you know, the next time the lady came to the office, she came to present her resignation. She has resigned from the company. To the surprise of everybody. The lady has presented her resignation. Yes. Our sister was testifying to me in my office, yes, and I said, why don't you know that this is a testimony? Why don't you, this is a testimony. Listen to me. After this prayer, some people cannot talk against you again.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any human agent.
Any human
operating
agent.
Any altar.
Operating any altar.
Any human agent.
Any human agent.
Operating any altar.
Operating any altar.
Any human agent.
Any human agent.
Operating
any human or any altar.
Against me.
Against me.
Any human agent.
Any human agent.
Operating.
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 Servicing.
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 Any human agent.
Any human
agent.
Operating.
Operating. Or servicing.
Or servicing.
Any altar.
Any altar.
Any altar.
Any altar.
Against me.
Against
me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Receive the arrows of fire.
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 Receive the arrows of fire. Receive the arrows of fire.
Human agent. Yes, Lord. Any human agent.
Any human agent.
Any human agent.
Operating.
Operating.
Or servicing.
Or servicing.
Or servicing.
Or servicing.
Any altar.
Any altar
against me,
against me,
receive the arrows of fire,
the arrows of fire,
receive the arrows of fire,
arrows of fire,
receive the 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 arrows of fire,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say any
channel
in my life,
in my life.
That is open.
That is open.
Knowingly.
Knowingly.
Or unknowingly.
Or unknowingly.
For these things.
For these things.
To manifest.
To manifest.
In my life.
In my life.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus
Christ. I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I renounce.
And I block those
and
channels.
I block those 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 channels.
Any channel.
Any channel.
That is connected to me.
That is connected to me.
Through with these evil altars.
These evil altars.
Are able to operate.
Are able to operate.
Are able to operate.
Are able to operate.
Any channel.
Any channel.
Through which.
Through which.
Their incantations.
Their incantations.
And their projections.
And their projections.
Are able to work.
Are able to work.
Are able to work.
Are able to work.
In my life.
In my life.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Those channels.
Those channels.
I confess.
I confess.
I confess.
I confess.
And with the blood of Jesus Christ.
And with the blood of Jesus Christ.
I block them.
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 them.
I block 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 them.
Those channels.
I block them.
I block them.
Any channel
in the house where I live.
Any channel
in my office.
In my office.
Any channel
at
my workplace.
Any channel
that has become a way for this evil
altar
to be able to operate. I block them.
I block them.
With the blood of Jesus.
I block them.
I block them.
I block them.
Any channel in my neighborhood.
I block them.
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 I block them. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you, Honorable Babina Finwoka. Oh, this is a hot money for the devil. I tell you, it's a hot money for the devil indeed.
And his
it's
agent.
A hot money.
And his agent.
And his agent. It's a hot money. I'm telling you. Look, you get your offices and you see what will happen today. The agents are in trouble. Some of them will become angrier and then they will die down forever. Some of them too will mellow. These are the two ways God answers prayers. Sometimes the thing will escalate. Your boss will just start talking, angrily. Oh, all of a sudden, hey, shouting against you, talking. Hey, relax. Just be smiling. Be smiling. Something is working. Or sometimes they will not say anything. Oh, quiet. 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 The one who used to greet you, they were quiet. These are the two ways prayer works. Prayer ways. Yes. These are the two ways prayer works. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. My brother, Kat Glico. Yes. Red hot prayers. It is true. They are red and hot prayers. If you know how these prayers look like in the realms of the spirit, you begin to jump and glorify the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let me say this. The moment the Lord said, I should tell you this. The moment a word comes that so-and-so, like a word came for somebody last week that something, good news or something has been said, has been released for you. That day, that very moment in heaven, it has been approved. The thing has actually been released. You can start celebrating it. But the manifestation of it, it can be immediately. It can be 2 days. It can be 3 days. It can take some time. You should continue. That word that has been released becomes your prayer point. It becomes your means of celebration. You should begin to think in those realms. Begin to talk in those realms. Begin to live in those realms. The Lord said, I should let you know this. Because many things have been released. And before you realize, they are manifesting physically in your life. God willing, we shall conclude this evening at the in-gathering. And then Tuesday midnight. And then Wednesday morning. Thursday midnight, Friday morning, Wednesday morning and evening, Friday morning and evening. This week, we are dealing with altars. Let me tell you, look, things are happening. I've said three things. There will be confessions, there will be restoration, there will be separation. Some people will just become quiet. Some people that knows, in fact, some people too will become extra nice. I'm telling you, they will become, in fact, one of the ways that show that you have really conquered the enemy, some agent, they will become extra nice. But when they become extra nice, those who are hostile to you suddenly becomes extra nice. It means they have tasted some power, but be careful. Be nice, but be alert. Don't just open up too easily. Yes, when they begin to smile, begin to respond. But do you know something? Yes. Don't just open up, so much. It should be gradual. Gradual. Whilst you are hitting more. Please, be radical. Here on there, if you want to live long, be radical. Continue to be gentle. Continue to be so. I am not saying be violent among people. No. Be radical within you in prayer. And there are some people, sometimes you need to warn them. You need to speak to them, Charlie. Me, when you joke, hey, you open your eyes and you like this, and then you say, hey, me, don't think because I'm quiet. When you joke, I am a silent maker and a silent terminator. I will finish you. Try it and you'll see. It is good sometimes to talk like this to people. I'm telling you, it's good when you are led by the Spirit of God, be led. When you are led by the Spirit of God, you speak like that. And I'm telling you, those words are not ordinary words. They have crushed something.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Soon.